Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're getting into something really interesting, something from excerpts from Zodiac Love, Passion and Prudence. Now, the full source might go deep into astrology specifics, but these excerpts we have, they offer this really neat framework for thinking about love, way beyond just signs. So our mission today isn't about guessing which sign is which. It's really about exploring the ideas packed into this one question: which zodiac signs love the hardest and which ones love the smartest? It kind of sets up these two different ways of looking at love.
Well, absolutely. That question definitely grabs you. It creates this immediate tension, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. A great starting point for thinking about connection. And what's really useful here for you listening is getting a handle on the philosophy behind it, the way the source frames love. It forces us to define these terms hardest, smartest, right off the bat. It makes you think, you know, regardless of any star charts.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack that first part then. Loving the hardest. When you hear that, what does that really bring up? What does it look like?
Well, loving the hardest, the way it seems framed here, it makes me think of just really deep, almost overwhelming emotional investment, like a huge wave of feeling. You know, the highs are incredibly high. The lows feel just as intense. It's love turned up to 11.
Maximal setting.
Exactly. It's living love at its peak intensity. Very dramatic, very powerful.
So that probably means things like intense loyalty.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That often comes with it. An incredible, like, unwavering devotion. Standing by someone no matter what, making big sacrifices. That kind of love feels solid, like bedrock. Unshakable.
But there's a flip side.
There can be, yeah. That same intensity, sometimes it might tip over into, well, maybe possessiveness. Or needing that same level back, which can hurt if it doesn't happen. It asks a lot, you know, from the person giving it and the person receiving it.
Okay. What else fits under loving the hardest?
Another big one is vulnerability and taking risks. Loving the hardest often means you put it all out there. No holding back. You open yourself up completely.
Even knowing you might get hurt.
Right. Accepting that potential for heartbreak, because the feeling itself is just so huge, so compelling. Now, that vulnerability, it can build incredible closeness, real intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like walking an emotional tightrope, isn't it? You're more exposed. Could lead to getting really hurt or even losing yourself a bit if you don't keep some boundaries. And you see how the source's title, Passion and Prudence, fits. Loving the hardest really feels like that passion part, raw, unfiltered, just all-consuming.
That paints such a clear picture, passionate, totally all in. It sounds brave, honestly, to love like that. But like you said, huge highs, but also deep vulnerability makes you wonder if that all-consuming nature is always, well, sustainable. Which brings us to the other idea the source throws out there. If that's passion, then what's prudence? What does loving the smartest look like? How's it different?
Yeah, it's a really interesting shift. If hardest is the raw passion, then smartest seems to be about a more considered approach, maybe even strategic. The way the source frames it suggests prudence, foresight, thinking things through.
So not less emotion, just managed differently.
Exactly. It's not about being cold necessarily. It's more like approaching relationships with a kind of wisdom, like building something strong that's meant to last, thinking long term, looking at practical stuff, compatibility, beyond just that initial spark. It's like having a blueprint for the relationship.
Okay. So what kind of behaviors would you see?
Well, probably a good dose of emotional intelligence and healthy boundaries. You know, what psychologists might call a secure attachment style. Understanding your own feelings, your partner's feelings, setting limits to protect yourself and keep the relationship healthy. It's about avoiding that burnout or resentment you might get from just pouring everything out constantly, like in some hard loving scenarios.
Right, managing the emotional flow.
Precisely. It's intelligent management aimed at making sure the relationship can last and that there's mutual respect.
Does it involve being more deliberate in choices?
I think so. You'd likely see more strategic action, making thoughtful decisions about where the relationship is going, maybe choosing partners more carefully based on past experiences, trying to avoid unnecessary drama. It's proactive, you know, learning and applying that learning.
But could that come across as calculating or maybe a bit distant?
that's the potential pitfall, isn't it?
Yeah.
The criticism could be that it's too analytical, maybe seen as cold. Does thinking too much about love mean you miss the spontaneous moments? Does it kill the spark? That's the balancing act, I suppose, finding warmth within that wisdom.
And what about protecting yourself? Is that part of smart loving?
Absolutely. A really key part, I think, is self-preservation. Loving the smartest means you don't completely lose yourself in the relationship. You keep your independence. You keep growing as a person. You understand that a healthy relationship needs two whole people.
Like the saying, can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly that. And this whole approach lines up perfectly with the prudence side of the title. It's wisdom, discernment, a measured way to build something strong, something that can handle life's challenges.
That's a really clear contrast, and it makes you think maybe prudence gets a bad rap sometimes, seen as not passionate enough. But what you're describing sounds less like holding back and more like building something solid for yourself and the relationship. So putting these side by side, loving the hardest and loving the smartest, what does that contrast really tell us? The source sets it up so clearly.
It really does. And just asking the question, like in Zodiac love, passion and prudence, it gives us this amazing lens, doesn't it, for seeing different ways people do relationships. It pushes us away from thinking love is just one thing. It shows it as maybe a spectrum or these two distinct approaches.
Passion versus prudence.
Right. On one hand, that visceral, all-in passion. On the other, the thoughtful, careful prudence. It helps us appreciate how different people express love and maybe even how society tends to value one, often the hardest love, the big gestures, maybe overlooking the quiet strength of the smartest kind.
Mm-hmm.
Which then leads to a really crucial question the source makes us ask, even implicitly, are these two things mutually exclusive? Does loving hard mean you can't love smart?
Or can they work together?
Exactly. Can they coexist? Maybe even help each other? Think about it. You could have someone who loves hard, super passionate, devoted with someone who loves smart, great boundaries, thinks long term.
How might that play out? Conflict.
It could. The passionate one might feel like the smart one is holding back, being too cautious. And the smart one might feel totally overwhelmed, maybe even drained, by the sheer intensity of the passionate one. That's where you get friction if they're not in sync.
But what if they do complement each other?
Well, then you could have something really special. The passion from the hard lover brings the fire, the excitement, that deep connection, keeps things vibrant. And the prudence from the smart lover brings the stability. They can navigate problems better, make sure that intense connection has a solid foundation to stand on.
Oh, I see. So the smart love kind of guides the hard love.
You could think of it that way. Like the smart love is the wise guardian. It channels the energy of the hard love constructively, protects it. It's like passion is the wind in the sails of a boat, but prudence is the rudder and the skill to navigate. You really need both, right? Otherwise, you're either stuck or you crash.
That's a fantastic way to put it. A sailboat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really shows they aren't necessarily enemies, these two styles. They could be two sides of a really complete, mature love. So the real trick isn't picking one, but finding that blend, that smart integration.
I think that's what it points towards.
Using the passion without burning out and using the prudence without, you know, killing the spark. It shows how just the question from the source, Zodiac love, passion and prudence, is such a useful starting point for thinking about ourselves.
Mm.
It gives us words for things we might feel but haven't really labeled before. It makes you look at your own patterns.
Exactly right. And that's what we really focused on today, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The conceptual depth you can get just from that simple framing in the source. It just goes to show how a good question can open up a whole area of thought, make us look at our basic ideas about loving and being loved. It pushes us to go deeper than just surface definitions. And that's not just talk. It helps us understand ourselves, understand the people we care about, and maybe make our connections, well, better, more intentional.
So wrapping up this deep dive, we've looked at these fascinating ideas from Zodiac love, passion and prudence, centered on that question, who loves hardest, who loves smartest. We sort of unpacked loving the hardest, that intense passion, devotion, the vulnerability, the amazing highs and the potential lows. And then we unpacked loving the smartest, the prudence, the foresight, emotional intelligence, keeping yourself whole, that more measured, sustainable way.
Mm-hmm. And doing that, we saw the real insights wasn't trying to guess the answers, but really digging into what these two types of love mean. What are their implications? They really do shape how we see relationships, the different ways people connect, sometimes clashing, sometimes fitting together beautifully. It's a new way to look at things.
Yeah, definitely. Which leaves a really interesting question for you, the listener, to maybe chew on after this. How does your own way of loving mix passion and prudence? Which side feels more like you based on your own philosophy, your own experiences? And what kind of balance do you have right now? Or what balance are you maybe aiming for in the connections that matter most to you? Is your love like a wildfire or a steady hearth fire?
Yep.
Or something else entirely, something to think about.